Okay, girl. Here we go. Remember, stick to the plan. You're here to take care of her. She's hurting. She's just been dumped. She needs support. But she also needs boundaries. Don't rush it. Help her feel safe. Take good care of her. And whatever you do, don't stare. Don't stare at her arms. Don't stare at her shoulders. Don't stare at her beautiful eyes. Okay, okay. Litany against fear time. I must not fear. Fear is the killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration of your social life. Hi there. Listen, you won't believe this. I found this plate of brownies in my kitchen. It was just sitting there. Weird, right? Well, I asked around. Everyone told me they belong to the most beautiful girl in town. So I came straight over. Here are your brownies. Of course I did. It's in the terms of service. I did consent to the terms and conditions when you and I became besties. It's not optional. You get dumped. I bring brownies. Can the brownies and I come in and take care of you? Please. You agreed to the terms and conditions too, you know. Everyone needs a little TLC sometime. Would a day of brownies and TLC be so bad? Yeah. Okay. You're welcome. Really, it's no big deal. Now, come here. Let's sit on the couch and eat brownies and talk about how amazing you are. Come on. The couch is right over here. It's the brown thing that keeps your butt from hitting the floor when you sit down. Right, just like that. See? You're natural. Now, we have a big job to do here. Let's divide it up. You work on eating the brownies, and I'll work on talking about how awesome you are. Don't worry. I'll have my share. But you go first. Really? I'm so glad you like them. I have my own special recipe, you know. The secret ingredient is how much I admire you for your courage and integrity. And peanut butter. Nothing beats chocolate and peanut butter. Victorious over evil. Conqueror of human misery. Vanquisher of heartless ex-girlfriends. Away with them all. Forever. Okay. Now I do actually have to have one. Here, give me some of that action. Wow, that smile. You have the most amazing smile. You do. It's so good to finally see it again. I don't think I've seen you smile, like, really smile, in a long time. The way you handled all this, after what she did, I just can't admire you enough. Hush, don't talk about yourself that way. That's her talking. She was always saying hurtful things. Please, don't see yourself through her eyes. See yourself through my eyes. See the beautiful woman you are. And, have another brownie. Look, I'll have one too. Listen, this is important. We cannot leave a single brownie on this plate today. They all have to go. That's right. By midnight. For every brownie we fail to eat, a puppy will be hit with a stick. It's true. And they're adorable. They're the cutest puppies you ever saw. And we have to save them. We have to keep them all safe. This is so good. Oh yes, they will. They'll hit them. They absolutely will. Come on, eat up. We have to save the adorable puppies. You know that's not true. After what she did to you, after everything she put you through, there are people in the world who would hit puppies. You just dated one. For 6 whole months. 6 and a half. But, I mean, who's counting? Look, I know you're hurting right now, so I'll let you choose, okay? Option one, we sit here eating brownies, and we talk about how you're feeling, so you can process what you're going through. So you can let yourself realize just how terribly she treated you. And how amazing you are. Option two, we put on a movie. Your choice. Whatever you want to watch. Whatever will make you feel good. We'll just sit here and eat brownies and watch it. And I'll keep prodding you until you're ready to talk about how you're feeling. Well, you do know me. I always have a plan. Like I always say, why waste a single minute? Movie it is, then. Okay, so, I also have a plan about that. Yes, of course I do. We can't let those adorable puppies suffer. But we can use the movie to save them. So here's the deal. Every time there's a girl on screen who's not nearly as much of a catch as you are, I have to eat. And every time there's a girl on screen that you totally deserve to be with, if the two of you liked each other, you have to eat. Yes, you do. Don't worry, I'll just give you a little nudge if you need it. That's a beautiful movie. What a classic. I love the ending. Well, you know what they say. It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Plus, this movie is full of girls who can't hold a candle to you. So that's more brownies for me. See? Right there. I get to eat already. Opening scene. First shot. No way. You are way cuter than she is. Look, I'm a professional photographer. I do this all day, okay? I know what looks good. I know what's cute. And that character just doesn't have it like you do. And you know what? You are just like Mike's wife. You've seen the two of them. That guy adores her. And rightly so. She's hot stuff. Like you. But she thinks she's nothing. Because the guy she was with before Mike cheated on her. Because there are bad people in the world. And she keeps seeing herself through their eyes. Instead of Mike's. So, she doesn't know how beautiful she is. You know what it is? That makes her so attractive. She's a good woman. That's not what I mean. I just mean good. Like, as in a good person. Well, that and the hair. You should hear how Mike talks about her hair. Next time you see them together, watch how often he touches her hair. But what really makes her beautiful is she's a good person. She's a good woman. Like you. I've told you about the creeps I've gone on dates with. And there is also plenty that I haven't told you. Yeesh. There is nothing in the world that would make me go for someone like that. And that's why I've never had a partner. Nope. And I've never been in love. I envy you, actually. You've loved and lost. I've never loved at all. And I've seen the way you love. You don't hold anything back. You love with your whole heart. Because you're such a good person. I would give anything to love someone that way. Sure. What? Yes. Yes, definitely. Yes, I'll hold you. Terms and conditions. Like I said. Bring it in. Come here. There we go. Don't you worry. You'll find a good person. One who will love you the way you love her. Maybe sooner than you think. In the meantime, I think it really is better to have loved and lost. Hey, at least you know what loving somebody is like. Well, okay, yes, my parents. You've seen that. You were always coming over to our place. Back when we were younger. But that isn't the same thing. I mean, it just obviously isn't the same. Oh. What do you mean? Your parents. Oh, that's... I didn't realize. I'm so sorry to hear that. Is that why you were always over at our place? Yeah, I guess they did kind of become a second mom and dad, huh? I never thought about it that way. Well, I don't know. That's kind of an awkward question. I mean, they're my parents. I don't usually think of them that way. But, I guess so. I mean, they obviously love each other. I've seen how much they give to each other. And they love me too. And I love them. Yeah, I guess that's what I want too. If only I could find a good person. One I could give to. And take care of. And love. One I could watch movies with. And compliment and comfort. One I could make brownies for. And hold her when she's sad. Would love me the way I love them. And who would? Mm. Yes. I mean, I want it. If you want it. I don't mean to take advantage. And hey, while I'm making wishes, can I wish that the girl I find would have beautiful eyes and hair? Just like yours? Wait. No, it's okay. No, you didn't do anything wrong. Actually, I did. I have a confession to make. I lied to you before, when I said I'd never been in love. I've been in love with you forever. I've been in love with you for thousands and thousands of years. I've been dreaming about this for so long. Dreaming about being in your arms and looking in your eyes. Seeing a future in them. And now that I'm here, I feel like I took advantage of you. Are you sure? Really? I'm so glad. Don't worry about the puppies. They're completely safe. No, I got it totally wrong before. Nobody will hurt them. They'll actually get a delicious dinner. Yeah, delicious steak. It'll be cut up into little tiny bites for them. Hush. We can eat the brownies tomorrow. Why waste another single minute?